Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you. And enjoy. Okay. Go ahead and get comfortable. Feel free to move around a little or scratch an itch. Just make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes now. You're going to take 3 deep breaths on my call, in and out, in order to relax. All right, now, breathing in deeply through your nose and hold it. And now breathing out slowly through your mouth. Very good. And in again, filling your lungs with air, slowly breathing in and release slowly through your mouth. That's good. One last deep breath in, breathing in, filling your lungs, feeling your chest rise. Hold here for a second and slowly let it out, taking your time. Excellent. And you should be feeling a little more relaxed now, a little more at ease. All right, now, you are going to go to a very relaxing and peaceful place. Imagine yourself at the beach. There are a few other people on the beach, but they do not disturb you. You walk along the beach, taking a leisurely stroll. It is a beautiful day. The clouds move along, sometimes blocking the sun, and sometimes letting the sun's rays pour through. The sun is bright on this day, and it warms your body and your soul. You feel very peaceful and at ease. And you bend down and scoop up a handful of sand. The sand is white and very fine. It feels like a mixture of flour and sugar, and you rub it between your thumb and fingers, and you let it fall back to the beach. And you stand there staring at the water and the sky. It is such a beautiful sight. The color of the water reflects perfectly with the sky. You take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air. The air smells a little salty. You enjoy the smell of the beach The salty smell calms you and relaxes you. As you look up at the sky and down one side of the beach, you notice several kites flying in the wind. Some kites are steady and stay in one place. Other kites move around. The kites have brilliant colors, bright pink, green, and yellow. They stand out perfectly against the blue of the sky. You turn in the opposite direction and start walking to the other end of the beach very slowly. And as you walk, you notice some sand crabs scurrying. Across the beach, as you walk by them, the sand feels very good against your feet. The sand is soft and warm, and you continue walking, enjoying yourself and relaxing. Your mind and body are at ease. You have no stress or worries. You have let go of them. And you really take in your surroundings now. You appreciate nature, and you enjoy all that Mother Nature has to offer as you continue to walk. You come across a sandcastle. The sandcastle is very large and ornate. In the center of the sandcastle is a flagpole with a flag flapping in the breeze. You can hear the sound that makes. The castle is designed like a fort, shaped like a square with a pole in the middle. Outside of the castle is a moat to collect water. This castle has all sorts of towers on each corner. It obviously took someone a long time to put this sandcastle together. You decide to put a towel down on the beach and lie down and relax near the sandcastle. And as you lie there, with your eyes closed, you can hear the waves breaking on the shore. The sound is consistent and very relaxing. You lie there relaxed. So relaxed. And as you lie there, you focus on relaxing every part of your body. Focus on your head. Relax the muscles in your temple area on both sides. That's right. Your head feels good and at ease. You open your mouth just a little and allow your jaw to hang loosely. and let all tension disappear. And you roll your neck and let all the muscles in your neck and upper body relax as you roll your neck. The relaxation works its way down to your arms. And your arms and hands go limp by your side, so relaxed. And focus on your lower back and stomach areas. Feel as every part of your body relaxes. Relaxation moves down to your hips, and all tension is released. Going down to your thighs, let them relax and go limp. You are very relaxed on the towel, surrounded by the sand. Now you focus on your knees and calves and shins. That's right. You bend your knees a little and allow them to relax. You move your ankles slightly so there is no tension in them. That's right. Feel all tension leave your legs. And that feels so good. Relax the arch of your feet on both feet, and you wiggle your toes a little bit and allow them to relax. Your entire body is now relaxed. You are more relaxed than you have ever been before as you lie in your blanket with your body completely at ease. And you feel the relaxing breeze rushing over you. And you can hear the waves nearby. It feels so good to completely unwind. You enjoy the feeling of letting go of all tension in your body and mind now. And as you lie there on the blanket very still, you continue to relax near the sandcastle, relaxing every part of your body, really tuning in now to total relaxation. And look up at the beautiful sky. Such a beautiful, wonderful day. And think about how your life is improving day by day as you now pick one cloud out of the sky and just focus on that cloud now. And you imagine that cloud to look like anything you want it to look like. A very peaceful, happy image. And by focusing on that cloud, you allow your mind to relax. It's as if that cloud is absorbing all of the tension, stress, and anxiety from your body, from every part of your body and your mind. And your spirit. Feel the tension leaving your body now, going up toward that cloud, being removed from you, being removed from your body, mind, and spirit. All tension leaves, leaving you relaxed and peaceful. As you lie on that blanket, at ease, calm, free in your mind, free to daydream and allow your mind to drift and float wherever you want it to go. Relax now, just listening to the water as the waves break on the shore and roll back out again, and roll in and out, in and out, relaxing you, calming you, allowing you to slow down now and unwind. You now slowly sit up and look out at the beautiful water. You also notice the flag on the pole sticking up 10 feet in the air. 10 feet from the sandcastle, and there is a man who appears to be lowering the flag. And as I count backwards from 10 to 1, the flag will lower a little more with each count. 1 foot lower, and also with each count you will allow yourself to drift a little more deeply into relaxation, so that by the time I reach number 1, the flag will have lowered completely and you will be completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower the flag goes, and the lower the flag goes, the more you relax. All right now, 10. The flag goes down just a little. You feel yourself relax. It is so peaceful here on this beach, near the sandcastle, and you are allowing yourself to drift and flow deeper and deeper with each number I count. 9. The flag goes a little lower now as the man continues lowering it, and you continue relaxing. Feel how good it feels to be able to relax completely now, to relax more deeply with each number I count. 8. Down, 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 relaxing more and more deeply with each number I count. 7. So very, very relaxed now, so calm and at ease, feeling very peaceful. six. Allowing yourself to drift and float even more deeply now. Feeling good. Feeling at ease. Feeling every part of your body, mind, and spirit. Just slow down now. And unwind. Flag goes down a little lower. It is halfway down the pole now, and you are so much more relaxed than you were just a few moments ago. Take time to notice how relaxed you are now. Notice how peaceful you feel. Notice that you have let go of so many concerns, and right now you are just focused on relaxation. Relaxation, allowing your body, mind, and spirit to be calm, allowing yourself to be okay. With just relaxing. Four. The flag goes a little lower now. You watch the flag go down. And it reminds you that you are relaxing more and more. As the flag goes lower and lower. Three. Down, as you go deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more completely now, feeling the deepness of this relaxing state spreading throughout your entire body, filling your mind with relaxing, peaceful, calming thoughts. Two. So calm now, so relaxed. And at the count of the next number, will have been lowered all the way down on the flagpole, and you will be completely relaxed. All right now, one. You are so very relaxed and peaceful now.
Very relaxed.
On this beach, in your mind.
On this beach.
Sitting next to the beautiful ornate sandcastle. So at ease. So peaceful.
So peaceful.
Your mind is open.
Your mind is
open to the idea that you can do anything. You set your mind to. So relax now more deeply. Realizing that everything is going to be just fine. Continue relaxing deeper.
As you continue relaxing deeper.
Deeper and more deeply relaxed.
Deeper and more deeply relaxed.
I want you now to imagine yourself.
I want you now
inside your mind.
Inside your
mind. Imagine yourself sitting in the lotus position.
Sitting in the lotus position.
With your legs folded.
With your legs
wrists.
Folded.
Resting gently on your knees,
resting gently on your palms facing upward. Your palms facing upward.
Your hands making the OK sign.
Your hands making the OK sign.
Because the tip of your right thumb.
Because the tip of your right
is touching the tip of your right index finger.
Is touching the tip of your right index finger.
And the tip of your left thumb.
And the tip of your left thumb
is touching the tip of your left index finger.
Is touching the tip of your left index finger.
So again, you are sitting in the lotus position.
You are sitting in the lotus position.
Legs folded. Wrists.
Legs folded.
Resting gently on your knees. Palms facing upward.
Palms facing upward.
And your hands are making the OK sign.
Your hands are making the OK sign.
Your back is upright.
Your back is upright.
Your chin is parallel with the floor.
Your chin is parallel with the floor.
Your eyes are closed.
Your eyes are closed.
And you are so very focused right now.
You are so very focused right now.
And although your eyes are closed.
And although your eyes are closed.
You are still tuned in.
You are still tuned in.
Able to see several television monitors in front of you.
Several television monitors in front of you.
Each of these monitors pertains to a different sense.
Different sense.
For example, the sense of sight.
For example, the sense of sight.
The sense of smell.
The sense of smell.
The sense of touch.
The sense of touch.
The sense of hearing.
The sense of hearing.
All the senses you are familiar with.
All the senses.
All the senses you use daily.
All the senses you use daily.
Yet there is one special monitor.
Yet there is one special monitor
which is now appearing to be larger.
Which is now
than the others.
To be larger than the others.
It appears as a large screen TV.
It appears as a large screen.
Almost an entire wall
filling. An entire wall.
All of the other monitors fade now.
All of the other monitors
fade now. And they go away from your sight.
And they go away.
But this monitor moves to the center of your visual field.
Moves to the center of your visual field.
This special monitor allows you to see things which will be called psychic visions,
which will be called
things which are acquired through your extra sensory perception.
Through your extra sensory perception.
That sensory perception which goes beyond your basic senses,
which goes beyond your basic senses,
and taps into the realm of things.
Taps into the realm of things
which are considered to be metaphysical,
which are considered
beyond the physical realm.
Beyond the physical realm.
These are things such as seeing the past,
such as seeing the past,
seeing the future,
seeing the future,
predicting numbers,
predicting numbers,
predicting events.
Predicting events.
Any psychic power which you would like
any
to have is yours.
What you would like to have is yours.
As soon as you believe it is yours.
As soon as you believe it is yours.
This monitor allows you to see things.
This monitor allows you to see things
very clearly.
Very clearly.
It allows you to see, for example, the past.
Allows you to see
a very distant past.
A very distant past.
And also allows you to see the future.
It also allows you to see the future.
As short into the future or as long into the future as you would like to see.
The future as you would like to see.
Or other events going on right now in other parts of the world.
Right.
Or in other worlds.
or in other worlds. You can use this screen to predict things.
You can use this screen to predict things.
Perhaps numbers for contests.
Perhaps
lottery numbers.
Lottery numbers.
Whatever it is that you want to do with this screen, you can do. Because when you view this screen,
because
you are reaching beyond your mind,
you are reaching beyond your mind.
Feel yourself now spreading out your consciousness
beyond your mind.
And you are tapping into the world around you.
And you are tapping into the world around you.
One of the things you are tapping into is the Akashic Record.
Tapping into is the Akashic Record.
The Akashic Record is a record which exists in the fourth dimension.
In the fourth dimension.
A record of all of the events that have ever taken place.
Or ever will take place. Or ever will take place.
You can read this record by using the tool in front of you.
By using the tool in front of you.
The screen.
The screen.
The television screen.
The television screen.
You can tap into any point in the past or the future. And see the events taking place.
And see the events taking place.
Try this now. As I am silent. As I am silent. Good. Good.
Choose a point in the past.
Choose a point in the past.
Or the future and look.
Or the future and look. The more you repeat this exercise, both during hypnotherapy sessions,
both during hypnotherapy sessions,
and in your waking life,
and in your waking life,
the more skilled you will be at this exercise,
the more skilled you will be at this exercise.
In your waking life,
just go
in your waking life
somewhere and sit
just
quietly and practice.
Somewhere and sit quietly and practice.
The more you practice this technique,
the more
easier this technique
for you to use.
The easier it will be for you to use.
Now. Choose another event and watch it.
Choose another event and watch it.
Now the important thing here is to trust.
Now the important
what you are seeing
here is to trust
what you are seeing.
Studies at Stanford University.
Studies
tell
at
us
Stanford
that when
University.
Someone
tell
perceives
that
something
they must
someone
trust
it. Perceives something they must trust it.
People who are part of a particular experiment there
part
at
a
Stanford University
there
at Stanford University
were perceiving things which they didn't trust.
Were perceiving things which they didn't trust.
They later learned that those things were
correct perceptions.
That those things were
those things were perceptions.
Psychic perceptions.
Those things were psychic perceptions.
So trust what you see.
So trust what you see.
Learning to trust your instincts and
trust
what
you see.
Your instincts and trust what you see
is the beginning of developing your psychic powers.
Of developing your psychic powers.
You must trust what you see.
You must
trust
what
you see. And then you will see more. And the more you work with this technique, and the more clearer those visions will become, the clearer those visions will become. Now, try seeing a number, perhaps a lottery number, perhaps a phone number, perhaps a phone number. Just try seeing some sort of number that you wouldn't ordinarily know. Someone's phone number, a winning lottery number, just some sort of number that you wouldn't have any logical reason that you would to have access logical to. Reason to have access to. Remember that number after this session. Write it down. Trust your impressions. Now, since you're sitting in your mind, you also have access to other powers. And now I would like you to work on your telekinetic powers. The ability to move objects with your mind. I want you to have this power. Realizing that continuing to practice and believe will get you where you want to be. Now I want you to imagine in your mind. That there is an object in front of you, and I want you to imagine that with your mind you make the object move up into the air. It's easy to do in your mind because you are simply imagining it. Now I want you to realize that people who have developed that skill, that amount of time varies from individual to individual. So rather than telling you a certain amount of time that it will take, I want to impress upon you that if you are to develop your telekinetic powers, or any other psychic ability, you will need to devote yourself to this practice. In fact, this recording is designed to be listened to for 28 nights. In most cases, you will need to go beyond that time to develop telekinetic powers. Yet, it can be done. And many people possess this power. So if you would like to have this gift, in addition to psychic powers, realize that that gift is in your mind already. It is simply a matter of uncovering it and believing in yourself and your telekinetic powers. And now imagine that object still floating in the air. The object which you levitated, and now move it to the left, move it to the left, and now move it to the right, and now move it to the right, and now move it up, and now move it up, and now move it down, and now move it down. See how easily it obeys your commands.
See how your mind obeys your commands in your mind.
If you are to practice that skill daily,
if you are to practice that skill daily,
you will eventually develop that skill. You will eventually develop that skill.
And the way to practice is by sitting quietly.
The way to practice is by sitting quietly, staring at the object. Staring at the object. Or you can have your eyes closed and just imagine the object in your mind.
And just imagine the object in your mind.
And practice moving the object up. And practice moving the object up. And down. And down. If your eyes are closed, you will want to occasionally
open them and view your progress.
Those people who have developed that skill,
those people who
have shared with me the secret,
have shared with me the secret.
The secret.
The secret
is you will need to be patient.
You will need to be patient.
You need to be patient.
Developing the skill of telekinesis.
Developing the skill of telekinesis.
Because it can take some time.
Because it can
take
some time.
And that is okay. And that is okay.
Because you can look at the time in which you're practicing as
at the time
meditative time.
Practicing as meditative time.
So now you realize you have two abilities.
So now you realize
which you have two abilities.
Which you have always had.
You have the ability to use your telekinetic powers.
You have the ability to use your telekinetic powers.
And you have the ability to use that television screen in your mind.
To use that television screen in your mind.
To see the past.
To see the past.
The present.
The present.
The future.
The future,
or somewhere else,
or somewhere else.
It is important that you practice using these skills.
It is important that you practice using these skills.
Not only during this hypnosis session that
you
are listening to now, but in your waking life as well, Taking time to go in a quiet place and practice. Practice by closing your eyes.
Practice by closing your eyes.
And imagining the screen.
And imagining the screen.
That's right.
That's right.
And then either closing or opening your eyes
and imagining
an object in front of you levitating.
An object in front of you levitating.
So practice either skill or both.
So practice either skill or both.
As I am silent.
As I am silent.
develop your psychic powers.
And you will develop your psychic powers.
And as you
continue relaxing more and more,
you realize that you have psychic
powers are normal
powers.
These are part of who you are.
So just relax. And I'd like you now to imagine yourself
six months in the future.
It has been a wonderful 6 months.
You have developed your extrasensory perception.
And you are comfortable with it.
And you are
perhaps you have also decided to develop your telekinetic powers. Any power you develop, which is beyond the ordinary, will help you develop other similar powers. They all work together. So see yourself six months from now. To have developed your psychic powers to this point, as I am silent. Good. Now I'd like you to see yourself one year in the future. You are a true master of extrasensory perception. Your ability to see the past and the future. And to see what's going on in other places. Your ability to do all of these things is amazing. You are a master of ESP. And perhaps you have developed other extrasensory powers, such as the ability to move objects with your mind. See yourself one year from now. Being a master of ESP. And feel how good it feels to have truly mastered this. Feel how good it feels in your body and mind and emotions. As I am silent. And now you continue relaxing more, and now you continue relaxing more and more. Realizing that everything is going to be,
realizing that
everything
fine.
Is going to be just fine.
As you continue relaxing,
and as you continue relaxing,
you realize that you have always had the ability to relax yourself,
always had the ability to relax yourself,
to calm your mind,
to calm your mind.
You are able to do this easily and naturally.
You are able to do this easily and naturally
because you are a calm person
because
inside.
You are a calm person
inside.
Calm inside.
Stress you may be feeling,
and any stress you may be
just
feeling,
let that stress go now.
Just let that stress
any
go.
Any stress
now.
You may have been holding on to,
any stress you may have been holding
release
on
it
to.
Now.
Release
imagine
it now.
Imagine your body letting go of stress now.
Imagine your body
as I am
letting
silent.
Go of stress now.
As I am silent.
To imagine letting go of all of the rest of the stress,
letting go of all of the rest of the
that you may have been holding on to for a long time.
That you may have been holding on to for a
let
long
it go.
Time.
Let
those
it go.
Old weights, those old
let them go.
Weights. They've been slowing you
let
down.
Them go. They've been slowing
you're going
you
to
down.
Let them go now.
You're going to let them
as
go
I am
now.
Silent. As I am silent.
Feel how light and carefree you feel,
feel
now.
Light and carefree you
it feels
feel
good
now.
To be calm and stress-free.
To be calm and
you
stress-free.
Realize that stress is only
you
in your imagination.
Stress is only in
your
life
occurs in your mind.
Your life occurs in your mind.
When you change your mind, you, change,
you change
your life.
Your mind. You change your
so
life.
Change your mind now and decide
change
to be calm.
Your mind now and
imagine as
calm.
I am silent.
Imagine as I am
the changes
silent.
You will make in your life. the changes you will make in your life
to make it more calm and peaceful and relaxed.
Perhaps there are some activities or people in your life which are inappropriate and are no longer conducive to you
and are
living a calm, relaxed, peaceful, happy life.
Perhaps
there are some changes you need to make.
Imagine
as I am silent.
Imagine as I am
making those changes. Good. And you realize that you always look for changes that you can make in your life. Positive, powerful, wonderful changes that you can make.
Wonderful changes that you can make.
Which enhance your quality of life.
Which enhance your quality of life.
Imagine yourself living a new life.
Imagine yourself
in which you are calm.
In which you
see yourself.
Doing
one of your normal activities as I am silent,
your normal activities,
but see yourself doing it in a new way.
See yourself doing it
in a calm, relaxed,
in a
focused, happy way.
Focused.
I'd like you to see yourself doing another activity in your life,
something you normally do,
yet you are doing it differently because you have changed your mind and you have decided to do it in a calm, peaceful, relaxed, fun, and focused way. Imagine this now as I am silent. continue relaxing deeper and deeper and more
and deeper,
deeply relaxed. And as you continue to relax,
every breath you take
is soothing you.
Focus now on your breathing.
I wonder how much attention you have paid
to the many different thoughts floating through your mind.
Your mind is so active even while it relaxes.
And then you can become aware of how difficult it is
to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago.
And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago,
or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago.
But doesn't it seem like too much work
to try to remember all of that?
It takes more effort than it's worth.
So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do.
You can choose to remember to forget what I said,
or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours.
If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you're asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said. And each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And that feels wonderful and when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.